Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masachas Yevamos Perek Daled Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi b'zecher find Ziva Kagon b'karav mamish. And Mishnah Zayin tells us Hachalitz Levim Toi, one who does Chalitza to his Yevama. So let's say Shimon did Chalitza to his Yevama Rachel. Harehu ke'echem mino achen l'nachla. He's like one of the other brothers in regards to the nachla, the inheritance, namely all the brothers, the one who did Chalitza and the other brothers as well, split the deceased brother's inheritance. Vim yasham av. However, if there's a father there, nechasim shel av. The nechasim go to the father. And this is standard in the case of nachla, in the case of inheritance, that when someone dies, if he doesn't have any children, his inheritance goes to his father first, and if he doesn't have a father, so it goes to his brothers. However, hakainis is yevimtai, if someone married his yevama, so zachav nechasim shel achiv, he and only he is zachav to the nechasim of his brother. That's because he takes the place of his brother, and therefore he gets the entire Yerusha, and the other brothers do not. However, Rabbi Huda says, Ben kach u ben kach, whether he did chalitza or yibum, im yesh sham av, if the father's still alive, nechasim shel av, the nechasim go to the father. And that's based off of a drasha from the pasuk. The Mishnah continues, Achalitz liyavimtai, if he did chalitza to his yivama, hu asur b'krayvav seha, he's not allowed to marry her relatives, v'hi asur b'krayvav, and she's not allowed to marry his relatives. And this is very similar to the case of a grusha, a woman whom he divorced. We know that if a person divorces his wife, he's not allowed to marry her relatives, and she's not allowed to marry his. And it's the same thing with chalitza, it's exer d'rabanan, that she's like a grusha, and therefore he's not to marry her relatives and she's not to marry his. And the Mishnah specifies which relatives we're talking about. Hu asur be'ima, he's not to marry her mother, uve'im ima, or her mother's mother, uve'im avia, or her father's mother, uve'vita, or her daughter, uve'vas vita, or her daughter's daughter, uve'vas bina, or her son's daughter, uve'chaisa, or her sister, bisman she kayames, if she, the chalutza herself, is still alive. Ve'ho achen mutarin, but the other brothers who didn't do chalitza are allowed to marry all these women. Now talking about her, the chalutza, v'hi asur ba'aviv, she's not to marry his father, uve'aviaviv, or his father's father, uve'vnoi, or his son, uven benoi, or his son's son, ba'achiv, his brother, uven achiv, or his brother's son. And lastly, the Mishnah says, mutar adam b'kreva sars chalutzasai, a person is allowed to marry the relative of the co-wife of his chalutza, however, va'asur b'tsaras krevas chalutzasai, he's not allowed to marry the co-wife of a relative of his chalutza. So let's explain this part by part. We've already mentioned that if Reuven has two wives, only one of them can have yibum or chalitza done. So let's say Reuven was married to Rachel and Sarah, and Shimon did chalitza to Rachel. So the previous part of the Mishnah taught us that he's asur to her relatives and she to his. Now the Mishnah is saying that he's mutter to Sarah's relatives, even though he's asur to Sarah herself. He's asur to Sarah because she's the co-wife of his chalutza, but he's allowed to marry the relatives of the co-wife. Now this last din, that he's asur to marry the tsara of the relatives of his chalutza, is talking about the following case. Let's take the last woman mentioned whom he's asur to, the sister of his chalutza, and we're going to call her Leah. Now Leah is married to a random fellow, and he has another wife as well, and we'll call her Tamar. So the Mishnah told us at the end is that Shimon is not allowed to marry Tamar. And that's because when a chalitza takes place, the chalutza's relatives come to Bezdin with her to support her and everything like that, and that includes Tamar, because she's Rachel's sister's co-wife, and onlookers might think that Leah was the one who got chalitza and not Rachel. And if Shimon marries Tamar, people are going to say, aha, marrying the tsara of a chalutza is mutter. So that's what the Mishnah says, that's usher to marry the tsara of a relative of the chalutza. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, hachalitza yevimtai, someone who does chalitza to his yevama, v'nasa achiv as a chaisa, and his brother married her sister, meaning Shimon did chalitza to Rachel, and Shimon's brother Levi married Rachel's sister, Leah. V'meis, and then Levi died, chaletzes lemisav emes, Levi's wife Leah needs chalitza and not yibum. And that's because Shimon's not allowed to marry her, since she's achais chalutzasai. However, since the isra of achais chalutzasai is only midrabanon, they're still is a zika, so that needs to be broken by chalitza. V'chein, and similarly, hamagarshes eshtai, let's say a man divorces his wife, v'nasa achiv es achaisa, and his brother marries her sister, v'meis, and then his brother dies without children, harezu p'turim min achalitza min ha-yibam, she's pater completely from both chalitza and yibam. That's because the isra of achais gerushasai is midai raisa, so therefore there's no need for even chalitza. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes and Yud. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.